Hey guys, it's Dr. Eric Wallace here of the Modus RX Audio Experience, and today I am pumped to introduce our local spotlight series. This is a series of podcast interviews with local small business owners who we feel like we have some alignment with, and we really want to support and encourage their mission and really create awareness for you. So today, Steve is sitting down with Cole Bogey of Ultimate Sports Weekend. I hope you enjoy the interview and you learn a little bit more about their business and support them the best that you can, and also listen to some of the awesome stuff that they have coming up. Thanks so much. How do we get rid of aches and pains and empower ourselves to move confidently for sport, hobby, or life? These are the questions, and this podcast is your answer. I'm Dr. Eric Wallace of Modus RX Rehab and Performance, and this is the Modus RX Audio Experience.
All right, welcome back to the Modus RX Audio Experience. Steve Huft here. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Mr. Cole Bogey. He is going to be the first guest on our local spotlight series, where we are going to highlight local businesses in the area, and you guys are going to learn about what they do. Cole, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, Steve, I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've had a chance to, we've known each other for what, maybe 7 years, maybe a little bit longer than that, maybe?
Yep. Yeah, since you moved from Arizona and you came into the gym and had terrible form with your movements, and look how far you've come. Now you're a rock star, man.
Well, if you practice it, you got to preach it, right? And I got to live it. Right. So I got to live it. I had to stop demonstrating poor air squats to people in the rehab facility, then also at the gym, right? It was like, I got to get a little bit more serious about this. So
that's right. That's right. Yep. You've evolved. You've gotten a lot better over the years. So
yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I like to think so. You know, and what's interesting though, Cole, is when I first met you, you just kind of had this, you know, good energy about you where I could just tell you were a go-getter. You definitely weren't like satisfied. You weren't going to settle. You were always looking to do something bigger, do something more, and kind of create something for yourself. And I always found that very just like infectious of you.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that. It's a nice compliment. I don't know. I think just a lot of that started with my family and growing up and what I saw, and I don't know, just constantly trying to learn and be the best version of myself. And yeah.
No, it's awesome. Can you tell the listeners about your company and what you've been doing? I mean, I know you have many roles, but obviously for this, we're talking about your entrepreneurship, you being a business owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the business is called Ultimate Sports Weekend. Opened it in 2015 when I moved to Wisconsin with my wife, Kelsey. So we moved from Iowa, where I was from, in Dubuque, and then moved up here. And I don't know. Yeah, it's been operating for, what, eight years now, going on year nine. We run baseball tournaments. We've branched out. We're running a couple other events now. We now have vending machines with trading cards in them at a couple different locations. So it's evolved over the years, but, we've been around a little while now, and I don't know, excited to keep moving forward with it.
Yeah. Can you speak to how that came about? You know, I have the pleasure of being able to treat youth, you know, male and females, softball, baseball players. And it seems like, you know, now sports, it's almost one sport for a child, like year round. And I feel like baseball, softball, you know, I've had the honor to treat people, and it's like every weekend they got something, and it's like they go from school ball into tournaments, and you run more of like the tournament side of things, right? For, I'm guessing, club teams.
Yeah, correct. Correct. A lot of travel teams. So where it initially started was back home in Iowa. I was asked to, I'm a baseball guy, coach for 15 years, and they asked me to help out with running a small tournament, about six teams. It was really small. And I did. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed working with the coaches and seeing the kids play. And so I did that back home in Iowa and thought to myself after that, you know, I think there's an opportunity to start a business here and run my own. Like I feel like I could do this on my own. The problem in Iowa was you have the Field of Dreams 25 minutes away. in Dyersville. So they at that time were running tournaments in Dubuque because they don't have that, they didn't have that big complex like what they're working on now in Dyersville. And so super, super saturated. USSSA was saturating the area. Teams were paying $700-$800 a tournament, which is absurd. Half of that was going back to the big organization in whatever city it was in America. And there just wasn't an opportunity. So we ended up moving a year or two later. And I thought, I looked around in Wisconsin up here, didn't see a whole lot of tournaments run in the Appleton area where we were living. So decided, contacted the city, rented the fields, picked a date, and went for it. So that first year, I think we had 40 teams. I undercut what the going rate was for tournaments up here, just to fill like those spots. And then they filled very quickly. And then I actually had to figure out how to run a tournament and like all the concession stand and getting umpires and all of this stuff with it. And it went well, minus the rain that first year. I think 1 o'clock on Saturday, it started raining, which was the worst time ever for that to happen. But on the outside, it looked like everything went smoothly. But behind the scenes with me, it was like a just chaos. So, but that's kind of how we got started. And then every year we've done one tournament, always in Appleton, just one big tournament. I'm a teacher during the school year, so in the summers I would have off. And then about 5 years ago, we started doing multiple tournaments. It started with two tournaments then it went up to four. This year we're at five. We're not actually doing the Appleton tournament anymore. We've branched out to cities like Manitowoc, Minocqua. A lot of people like going there. Madison this year, Sturgeon Bay in the past, Wisconsin Rapids this year. So we have some other places that we're running these same tournaments around the state.
What happened with the Appleton tournament? Because that's where it started, man. I mean, you had a big 40 teams signed up. What happened with Appleton? I feel like it's a good hub.
So that's it's a good question. So we've been kicking it around for a couple of years, but Appleton is great because there's a 7-field complex in town here, which has lights and everything. The problem is the fields themselves are super, super sandy, and you get some rain and it just settles in there, just sticks. It's a dust bowl if it doesn't rain, and we have to prep the fields ourselves. We have to hand drag everything. We can't get a gator on there. The fees are a little bit high, you know, so teams were complaining about that. And it was like, you know, we've created enough of a name for ourselves that we can branch out, and communities were asking us to come in and run a tournament there. So the opportunity came about this year to move it. And so we actually took that tournament, moved it to Wisconsin Rapids here on all turf fields. So now we shouldn't have that issue on that weekend anymore.
So what ages are you hosting tournaments for? Like what level of baseball?
We're doing 9 through 14s. We haven't done high school, and I don't think we would at this point. A lot of those kids are doing tournaments outside of our area. They're traveling quite a ways. We've done 8-year-olds in the past. Man, that's chaos. You know, there's a lot of weird rules with 8 and unders, but 9 through 14 is pretty much where we like to settle in.
And then you mentioned earlier that you kind of undercut the prices. So do you feel like, it sounds like obviously you've been very successful. You've been asked to come into different communities, different parts of Wisconsin. Are you offering a different market value in terms of like price for the teams and the players to come in, as opposed to paying more money to go elsewhere?
So what separates our tournaments, like our rate at this point is very standard. So when I first started, I just knew I had to fill this thing. They'd be happy with the product. I had to get people basically in the door, if you will. So now we're at the standard rate, and obviously with inflation it's kind of gone up the last couple of years here, but we've stayed pretty true and steady with our pricing. But teams, when they come in, I run tournaments Saturdays and Sundays, not Friday nights, not Thursdays. People aren't taking off work to come to these, and then most of the teams are home on Sunday by 2 to 3 o'clock, which is kind of nice. So I keep in mind the families. and the coaches and the kids, and not taking their entire weekend, but rather when they're here, they're playing ball, they're having fun, and then they're going home or they're going back to the hotel. They're hanging out with one another as it should be. That's just the way I would want my child, if he was on a team, to be in tournaments like that. And I know that the parents and the coaches appreciate it because I hear that often. I schedule games where you play, you sit, you play for most of the teams as much as I can. So then they can get out and they can enjoy half the day in Minocqua, half the day in, you know, Wisconsin Rapids or Madison, go do something fun and make a whole weekend of it where it's not just baseball.
Yeah. I mean, speaking to when I grew up, which was years ago now, we won't bore the listeners with how old I am, but I'm in my mid 30s for reference, but I remember, yeah, when I played, you know, basketball or baseball and we traveled, it was like you'd have a game in the morning and then there'd be some times where you wouldn't play until the evening. Like, I remember, you know, I had the privilege of coaching some youth basketball for AAU and I had the same group of kids for 4 years. And I remember we would travel 6, sometimes 8 hours and you'd play right away at 8 a.m. in the morning. You wouldn't play till like 5 p.m. and it was just a nightmare. And then you'd be playing so late Sunday, right? You get home and gosh, you think about these parents and are they're unable to maybe meal prep Sunday night for the kids, get everything ready. You're probably getting home so late and you're spending a lot more money, right? Traveling further. And I can't imagine all those costs would go up with food, et cetera, all that other stuff.
Yes. And these parents are paying so much, one, for their kid to be a part of a lot of these organizations, not all of them, but some of them are very expensive, but some of these tournaments, they say it's a stay to play so that you have to stay at certain hotels and then they get a cut of that. We have that option for some of them where we work with hotels to get you a cheaper rate, but you don't have to stay there. If you want to bring an RV, you want to stay somewhere else, totally fine. And I would feel bad telling a family you have to stay here if you want to play in this tournament. I would have a major issue with that. And then just ruining an entire weekend where you're here at 8 a.m. and then you don't play till 5 p.m. And then the coaches are like, well, you can't really go to the pool because you don't want to be tired for that. Well, that's not fair to the kids. You know, the kids don't understand that. So little things like that I've tried to take into account, and it's less and less about making money and more about giving a positive experience to these kids and these families to where they do enjoy these weekends and they enjoy going to these certain cities, watching their kids play, but then enjoying each other as well, you know, and I think they do appreciate that in the end.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, I remember if we traveled when I was younger, I'll never forget this. One of the last basketball tournaments we traveled for when I was in middle school, he was like 2 hours away. And I think we played in the morning in our last game. We were done by like 2. My family, we were the family. We're like, no, we're driving back home. We were eating sandwiches. We were rarely going out to eat. We didn't have a lot of money growing up. Yeah. But I would think there's also family, especially as you mentioned, inflation and things like that today, that probably want to have the ability to do the same thing if it's possible.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So I try to take that into account. A lot of teams will say, hey, can we not have an early Saturday morning game? We're going to stay at home and travel. Absolutely. You know, I most of the time I can make that work. And I enjoy doing that because I'm in a position to help others in that way. And if that helps a family to, you know, save $100 or $150, that's great. I love that.
Yeah. So you just do boys baseball then, or are you involved in any girls softball at all?
I've only done baseball. I kicked around softball. I worked with the Fox City's Visitors Bureau, who has been outstanding. Matt and Adam were the first two that were there. Matt Ten Haken, he's still there right now, but he's part of the sports advisory board up there. But he's been awesome. He helped me get on my feet. But no, softball, there was never an opportunity. I know there's a couple big tournaments that they run here, and then Kimberly and Kakon, and you get, you know, Menasha and all the little towns, they also run their own, and there just wasn't an opportunity to, and they very much advised against it and said, you're going to have a tough time, which is okay. So I'm a baseball guy. I like the baseball aspect anyway. So I left that to other people.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to know how to play that hand of cards, right, when we're dealt them. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome to have some guidance. You mentioned earlier that you are involved in vending machines. So Ultimate Sport Weekend, putting on baseball tournaments for 9 to 14-year-olds, but now you're doing vending machines as well?
Yeah. So Yeah. So when I was a kid, I collected sports cards, baseball, basketball, football. Loved it. For Christmas, I just want a couple boxes of cards. For birthdays, I just want a couple boxes of cards. So I was a big collector. And then Pokemon came out when I was in like middle school, and that was huge at that time too. So I collected some of those as well. So I've been kind of a collector of cards for a while. But this started probably, I think we've run eight tournaments at this point, 8 years worth of tournaments, probably year three. And I had a big collection of sports cards that were just sitting in the closet. A lot of them didn't have any value to me. And I said, you know, why don't I bring these to the tournament and I'll sell them for a buck, you know, and I'll put them in little packs for the kids, put 10 cards in, put one Hall of Fame player in each one and just sell them for a dollar, just see how it goes. It went like wildfire. It was crazy. Like it was like 2 hours and all of my packs were gone. And I probably had a couple hundred packs at that time. And I said, okay, there might be something to this. And I got some good feedback from the coaches, from the parents, from the kids from that first tournament. So next year I made more baseball packs and I sold out of those. And then I said, well, maybe they'd want basketball and football too. So I started doing that. And so that's evolved to the point where I said, you know, I've always wanted to own my own card shop. But I love teaching and I love being able to kind of have the flexibility with the business that I can't really have a brick and mortar store. But a vending machine is very manageable and it's a little more passive and I can check it when I want to. And I can still be in the game of getting the cards and I get to sort through some cards and I keep a couple for myself, my own little collection at this point. And yeah, so I just saw a picture online of a vending machine that dispensed sports cards. And I was like, that's an awesome idea. So I stole that idea, got a vending machine, and I emailed probably, I would say, estimate about 100 grocery stores, sports venues, movie theaters, anywhere within like a 30-mile radius here of where we live. And all but one said no or ghosted me, just didn't respond. So the one who said yes was Woodman's actually. And I was like, Woodman's, that's like the big fish. They're awesome. So they have huge grocery stores around here. So they said yes, try it out in our Appleton branch and we'll see how it goes. And it went well. And now we're in Green Bay, Sun Prairie. After Thanksgiving, hopefully we're going to finalize getting a couple more. So it's kind of grown to the point where I got to start thinking about what my day job is going to be now because I don't have time to almost do all of these machines, but it's been awesome. And we've gotten good feedback from the families and the kids. And every now and then a parent will reach out and just say, hey, my kid loves coming to the grocery store now. We do a pack of cards instead of a candy bar, you know, as we're leaving. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's definitely a passion project for me.
What kind of cards do you do?
Oh, jeez, everything. Baseball, basketball, football. There's hockey, there's soccer. But the big driver is actually Pokemon. It's really big right now. And I didn't realize this till I started to do this vending machine, but Pokemon is just taking over. So a lot of collectors, kids and adults, they're collecting. And it's not like when we collected, it was to play the game. The Pokemon act like game with someone else. Now it's to collect the cards and just save them. So there's a lot of collectors out there. So I'd say it's probably 60% Pokemon and the rest is the other 40%. Yu-Gi-Oh, One Piece. Yeah, there's, I mean, really anything. I mean, there's so much to collect nowadays. There's Disney cards that are out now. I mean, there's just so much out there for people.
Yeah, how do you go about that? I mean, obviously, you know, you mentioned we were growing up. I remember always, you know, wanting to get a pack of cards, and when we'd be at Target or Walmart or grocery store, and at the end of the aisle, right, or the checkout line, you would see, you know, maybe a pack of cards, and I remember being all excited, and you go through them, right, and you're always hoping you get one big name, right, guy, like not all these people you don't know. And I mean, how do you? I mean, because I'm so far removed from it, I don't know. Maybe some of the listeners are more involved in it, but do you do like a market analysis for that? Like what is big, what's collecting, what's worth the most right now? Because I would have no idea. Like I would just think, yeah, I'm going to fill this thing up with sport cards, right? And I'm not even thinking about the Disney, the Pokemon, like you had mentioned.
Yeah, you know, my collection now, I target players that I enjoy, and I have a story to tell. So someday I can tell those stories to my son. That's who I collect now. I don't just rip open packs anymore. That was when I was younger. That's certainly what we did, but there's so much out there now. It's hard to, I mean, I sell cards and I don't know, I don't feel like I know a whole lot about cards at this point because it has evolved so much. And there's just so many different offshoots of brands and styles of cards nowadays that there's just almost too much out there. So where do I find them on all sorts of websites, look for deals. The thing I wanted to do was keep everything in the machine $5 or less, so every family could afford something. So we have things as low as a quarter. And then we have some bubblegum packs for $1. Don't eat the bubblegum. They're 30 plus years old. It disintegrates in your mouth. It's terrible, but it's a nice little throwback for some of the parents and such, like, oh my gosh, I remember this pack, you know, and they probably try the gum and regret it instantly, but it's a little bit of nostalgia there. So try to keep everything $5 or less. Every now and then I find something where it's a good deal and I might have to list it for a little bit more, but I know that the people will enjoy it. So every now and then we go above that $5 mark.
So we're doing baseball tournaments, we're doing vending machines. What, any future plans for Ultimate Sports Weekend? Anything else you want to delve into? Any projects you're going to be going into?
Man, well, right now we are running an award ceremony, I'll call it, award event, January 27th in Neenah here, for functional fitness athletes in the Fox Valley area. So it's called the Fox Cities Functional Fitness Awards. And I want it to be structured kind of like the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys, where there's nominees for different awards. There's actually 9 different awards this year. And all the head coaches in the gyms in the area are nominating people from their gym for the different awards that they feel are deserving, a little write-up for each one. And they, along with members, can also nominate people within their gym or within other gyms, and we'll bring those together. I have a panel of people that'll be voting on those people. They won't see the names. They won't know what gym they're from. They're just simply reading the words that someone else has said about them. So that's kind of the next project. It is, again, a passion project at this point. That's all I really do anymore, is stuff I'm interested in and trying to spread the joy and the positivity around.
Are there specific gyms that are going to be participating in that? Or is there a way, if someone wants to get involved, they can get involved with that?
Yeah. So the different gyms are Full Send Fitness. We have Bad Batch CrossFit, and they just moved over to the Little Chute area. And then we have Winnebago Fitness, which is a new gym in the area as well. And then really anybody who is doing functional fitness / CrossFit, you can call it that, they're all welcome to attend. And it's open to everybody. I want everybody to be there. That's my biggest wish, is I want people to be there. I want them to celebrate one another, to recognize other people within their gym. Just a lot of positive vibes coming out of that. And then we can all have a great time together and celebrate each other.
Would you be opposed to, I mean, I guess I don't know of any one in particular, but I've treated people in the past from there. Will anybody be coming from any like boot camp type gyms, like a Fire Fitness? I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of people from there, and I know they're doing a lot of kettlebell things, tire things, sledgehammer, a lot of functional things. Any chance those athletes would be welcome as well?
Yeah. So I thought about that, like reaching out to like a TNT and Fire Fitness and Orange Theory. You know, there's a lot of great group class, functional fitness style, regimens out there, I guess you could call them. I kept it more so towards kind of the CrossFit stuff, but the thing is, functional fitness is a very vague phrase. And that's why we went with the functional fitness. Initially, yeah. I was like, oh, CrossFit. And then I'm like, no, functional fitness, I think, yeah. Because then it includes everybody. And that's the point. That's the entire point. I want everyone to feel like they belong there, that they're wanted there. So if there's somebody doing something in their garage by themselves, they're at one of those other gyms and they're like, you know what, this fits my criteria of what I would call functional fitness, Absolutely, you can attend. So I do have a little checkbox on the register page for other, where you could be from anywhere. I don't care where you're from. Yeah, we'd love to have you come in and celebrate with us.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, we don't have to go into a soapbox about my feelings with CrossFit and where they are now and what they've done, but I
Yeah.
feel like, one thing, I mean, I don't think people can deny or maybe really make a strong debatement. Maybe somebody can make a debate against me on this, but I feel like CrossFit kind of dropped the ball right when they started getting going, because how many have these other gyms and models come out now? It's been, they're using pieces of that methodology, and now it's all being called, what you said, like the big buzzword right now, functional fitness or buzzwords.
Yeah.
And so many people are working out with this more higher intensity interval training than we've ever seen, or doing HIIT, whatever it is. There's so many versions of it, like you said. So it'd be great to see some of those other people get involved or hear about it.
Yeah, and you know how the body works, and that's one thing I've really enjoyed with you, and I've mentioned that to you a lot, is you explain how the body works, and we've talked about there that as and same with Eric. He's done the same, but you guys understand that, and it's just the best way. It just is. But then you throw in group classes where people can almost suffer together, like it brings people closer. And then you have the community aspect. So a lot of these places have branched off of that, which is a great thing. And CrossFit isn't for everyone. There's other things that aren't for everyone. Maybe classes at the Y, they're not for everyone. Some people like to be just left alone in the gym. Like there's so many different options nowadays for people, and it really is a great thing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I've been a big fan of CrossFit, and I'm not trying to bash it by any means, but I just think that that methodology in some sort of way, capacity, is being utilized and elsewhere, and it's made it cool to, work out together, right? I mean, now it's like, we used to say, hey, let's grab a beer together, let's go eat, now it's, you hear more and more people in that community like, hey, let's go work out together, let's do this together. And it's kind of made being fit fun, right? And you're having those accountability people there. So that sounds like a very cool event that you're doing.
Yeah, I think people are excited about it. Yeah, again, my biggest thing is I just want people to be there. I might even be taking a little pay cut for this one, but again, it's a passion project, and that's totally okay. I'm totally cool with that. So I just want people there. It's going to be an outstanding venue. We have a nice little after party at a wine bar right down the road. I don't know, just a lot of good vibes from people, and an opportunity for these head coaches to recognize people within their gym and all the amazing things that they're doing.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier you want it to be like the Oscars, the Emmys. I think maybe you said the ESPYs. I can't remember. There's a third one you mentioned. But I mean, are you planning on like having people come up and do kind of little skits, or there being little written jokes, whatever jargon, before like an award's presented? Are you going to have like try to get some local music artists there? I mean, are you planning to kind of go all out on the stops here, Cole, or?
Oh, geez, Steve. Well, number one, I can't tell you everything. Okay.
Okay.
You need to
All right.
register and be
Okay.
there to
Got
see all of it. But, I called Peyton Manning. He unfortunately was busy. So that's my first choice. Tom Brady was number two. He said he's busy as well. So after those two, it's kind of open. So we have different presenters from the different gyms. And I'm talking to each one of those people to see, kind of what they can add to the mix and up on the podium. But yeah, they're going to be up on stage. There's going to be awards. They're going to be passed out. There's going to be pictures. We have a professional photographer coming in. Yeah, it's going to be hopefully a well-run event, and hopefully it looks great on the outside. It might be chaos for me behind the scenes, but that's for me to know and nobody else to see. I just want everyone to be there, sit back, relax, enjoy themselves. We will have food catered in from Qdoba. We have a lot of functional fitness people who are conscious about what they're putting into their bodies food wise. So I figured that was a safe choice, safer choice. And yeah, we're excited about it.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. I don't know if you've mentioned, but how much, I think you said it was in January. Could you just again go over the date, and then how much is the cost if someone wanted to attend that? 'Cause it sounds like you're welcoming anybody. Like it, you don't even have to maybe do functional fitness if you just kind of want to go check out this show and see what you have in plan, you can certainly come and support, right? How could people support this?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Everybody is invited. Family, friends, siblings, children. Yeah, everybody. But it's January 27th. So this next upcoming year here, it's at St. Mary Catholic High School in the auditorium. So the Fine Arts Center. It'll be at 6 o'clock, but the doors will open like 4:45-ish, and then people can come in. They can eat ahead of time, and then they can head into the theater, which is a very, very nice venue. But then, yeah, we have that. It's $35 total. You'll get a nice meal. There's going to be raffle baskets and prizes, so you'll get 5 tickets with that. You can buy more tickets. All those proceeds are going to be donated to one of our three kind of partner organizations, I'll call them. We have Children's Wisconsin, a lot of people know that. A veterans organization called Mission 22, a lot of people in our community also know that. And then Miracle League of the Fox Valley. So our business is a part of that. We sponsor a team there, and then I coach that in the summers, and that's an awesome organization as well. So all of that money is going to be donated. A lot of other dollars are going to be generated through other things. I know one of the gyms, they're doing a, I think Full Send Fitness, they're doing a rowing thing where Coach Sam, or sorry, a bike challenge where every dollar that they raise, he's going to do a calorie on the bike. And I just talked to him last night, and he's excited for it, but he's also dreading it because he's like, this is a great community, and I have a feeling he's going to be doing a lot of calories on the bike. So yeah, so there's going to be some money that's going to be raised, which is kind of another benefit of this event.
Where can the listeners or people go to? Is there a website people can go to? I mean, I can put in the show notes, but what's the website? Is there a link for purchasing tickets versus just donations?
Yeah, so our website, you can find our baseball tournaments, some vending stuff, and then also this event, ultimatesportsweekend.com. If you maneuver around to upcoming events, you can see it right on there. But if people would like to donate, I don't have a donation thing through the website or anything. You could donate at Full Send and have Coach Sam do an extra calorie or two for you. But also, people can show up there, and I will have three big bins, each one labeled with our three organizations, where you can drop your money in, and you can either just do the raffle, and whatnot. So they're actually old cheese ball bins. I did clean them out, but I had my students at school. They helped me, and they ate all the cheese balls, and then I took those big bins. So if you see them at the grocery store, that's what it's going to look like.
Okay. Will you have bins there too at the show as well if people want to drop off envelopes to one of those three organizations to donate more money as well?
Definitely. So I'll have those three bins, and when people buy raffle tickets, if they want to purchase extra raffle tickets, they can. And then one thing we've done at the tournaments, and we just did this past summer actually, and people loved it, was they got to pick which jar they could donate to. So it's twofold. So it donates money to those organizations. Great, that's awesome. But then we also heard some outstanding stories with, people saying, oh, Mission 22, you know what Mission 22 is? And like, oh, here's my story. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, here's how I know about that. And Miracle League, oh, we have one of those in our city. And you just hear some really cool stories. And again, it just brings people together for a common cause and common good. So people can donate to specifically wherever they would like to donate. So that's kind of another perk.
Awesome. Well, speaking of donations, I couldn't help but notice, I don't know, maybe it was 3, 4 weeks ago, if you go on the Modus RX Instagram page, there was a really cool golf video that was made by yours truly, Steve, here. And I couldn't help notice that Ultimate Sports Weekend made a comment on that post about my swing.
Yes.
So
Yes.
since you're raising money, I'd like to challenge you, Cole, before the event goes down. We'll
Okay.
find a time we can use footage. We can film it, whatever, but I'd like to challenge you to an indoor golf match
Okay.
play.
Okay.
And if
Yeah.
you beat me, I don't know, let's say, I don't know, maybe I donate $150 to your one of your foundations that you're raising money for. But if you beat me, nothing. It's just I'm gonna give you the opportunity to try to beat me in match play since you were dogging my golf swing and now it's time to put up. Would you accept my challenge?
Well, no. So here's what I will accept. If
Wow.
I lose, if and if you win, which, okay, if I lose, it'll be because I lost, not because you won. Okay. I saw
Oh,
your
wow.
swing. I
Wow.
saw your swing. I think I got this. But if that does happen, we will donate an extra 150, just from our personal bogey account, not from the business. So I'm gonna alter it to that. So one way or another, they're getting 150 bucks from one of us.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll let's if you somehow beat me, I mean, which you might, because you are an athlete, you're an athlete. We'll up the ante so there's more going to charity. But regardless, Modus RX will donate regardless. So if
Oh, nice. Okay.
so, we'll do it
Awesome.
that way. So let's go. If you beat me, maybe we'll donate. I'll talk to the big dog, but we'll definitely donate 150. I'll try to push for more. But if I end up winning, we're still going to donate amount. How would that work?
Nice. Nice. Yeah, that would be awesome. That's great. I appreciate that. And that's a
Yeah.
fun challenge too. So we get to do that right at Modus RX.
If we get the yeah, I mean, Eric, I mean, I don't want to speak for Eric, but I know we've had discussions about doing in getting an indoor simulator, hopefully sooner than later. But if not, we can certainly go to one of the indoor places in town, whether that's X Golf or Appleton Indoor, and we'll do our 18-hole match and. Hopefully I just win 10 in a row and then we don't have to keep going and it's over and we'll write the check out to one of those charities, or maybe we'll split them up amongst the three. But I think it'd be fun, and maybe it's something we can film for some content for both of our businesses, or the show would be kind of fun to have maybe some highlights or something on there from it. So
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm definitely down for that.
okay, we'll figure out a time and date. And yeah, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm Jekyll or Hyde. There's days I go out there and I'm like, honey, I'm going to the PGA tour. I'm getting this money. We're out of here. And then there's days where I'll play the following day and I am absolute garbage. Like it doesn't, it's a game that I love to hate. It's one of the most humbling experiences outside of, being a husband, a father, a professional, taking swimming lessons as an adult. I mean, golf is up there for like being humbling for me. It's probably in my top five, but
Wow,
it's up there.
nice. Nice.
So,
Yeah. If any decent or amateur golfer or bad golfer knows, you can hit 99 terrible shots that day. You hit one nice one, especially towards the end of your round, and you're like, man, I can't wait to get back on the course. So yes, we just need that one magical shot to keep us interested.
that is the truth. It's the one shot that brings you back. Cole, is there anything else you want our listeners to know about Ultimate Sports Weekend or about the award show? Anything I didn't ask or anything we missed?
No, maybe just I don't know. Look for our vending machines. If you have kids that enjoy cards, definitely reach out, I would even say. We do a lot of like just giveaways and such, where if we see kids around that are at the machines, I'll always give them a free pack of cards. If any parents out there are like, hey, this would be kind of a nice little gift for Christmas or something like that, definitely just reach out and we'll hook you up and figure something out. But with our tournaments, just look on our website and we'd love to have you. We started a couple of years ago. I started writing thank you notes to all the coaches and the umpires at our tournaments, just to say thank you. And I don't know. So yeah, we'd love to have you, and we really do appreciate, I don't know, supporting our business.
Yeah, that's awesome. Definitely send us the link, or I'll make sure I get that when we get off the air here, and I'll post that in the show notes here for people if they want to go check out the show. And then too, Cole, you're more than welcome to bring in some stuff here. We can set up things for those foundations, those charities, and we can leave them up in the clinic too to make sure if our clients want to donate to one of those, we certainly can have those up for you before the show if you want to bring those in. So.
Yeah, that'd be great. You guys can hang on to the jars. They're sitting in the garage right now, so that's perfect.
All right, awesome. We'll have you bring them in then. All right, brother. Well, thanks so much for your time, and I look forward to getting this out there. And then you better dust off the golf clubs. I better get in the lab
Oh,
and have the swing ready then.
I just put them up in the garage. I got to get them all down again. All
Gotta
right.
get them down.
I'll try.
We'll figure it
I'll
out.
do
But
it.
hey, either way, charity's gonna win here, so it'll be
Yes,
fun.
that's right. That's
It'll be
right.
good. All right, awesome,
Awesome.
Cole. Well, thank you for your time, brother, and I look forward to seeing you when we can get together and do this challenge. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, my pleasure, brother.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Modus RX Audio Experience. If you'd like to learn more information on how to move confidently and feel young again without medications, injections, or surgeries, then feel free to go to our website, modusrx.com. That's MOTUSRX.com. There you can find plenty of helpful videos, podcasts, guides, and exercises just like you listened to today to help you accomplish any goal that you might have. Once again, we thank you and we hope you have a great day.